For over a decade now, I have kept altars in varying forms to varying gods or saints. But amidst all the variation, there are some aspects of altar work that seem to be common in all traditions and appreciated by all the higher beings. For example, two broad categories of devotional practice, offerings and prayer, are fundamental to all traditions and deserve consideration. Under the heading of offerings, I include such things as candles, incense, fruit or candy, water, anything theoretically consumable that can be physically placed on your altar. Of course, anything theoretically consumable is a pretty large class of stuff, but fortunately, there are age-old principles to guide us. For instance, most venerated beings have particular types of preferred offerings. My current spiritual patron, Ganesha, traditionally likes fruit or gooey candy. Kali, by contrast, is said to prefer honey or flowers. And some beings are quite happy to receive alcohol and cigarettes. In the realm of Christian saints, candles and incense are typical offerings, and cash, of course, is always in style. In a pinch, you can never go wrong offering water. I guess the point is, by learning more about your preferred venerated being and making the preferred offering, you are deepening the relationship just as you would by getting to know the tastes of a new friend or lover. In the category of prayer, I include chants and malas, silent meditations, verbal prayer, written supplications, and the like. Here again, the options are infinite, but there are traditions to guide us. The Christian saints, for example, have preferred forms of prayer, and the Hindu deities all have their preferred malas, such as Ganesha's Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, which I chant daily. But I don't mean to imply that prayer is in any sense rigid. Traditional chants and prayers are nice, but simply sitting and pouring out your heart as you would to a close friend or expensive therapist is also wonderful, and indeed is one of the main benefits of keeping an altar. Devotional practices are on my mind lately because I find myself in the odd position of maintaining no less than 3 Ganesh altars, and you'd think that keeping them supplied with water, fruit, and candy would be tedious. Instead, I find that tending these small centers of beauty and harmony has a beautifying and harmonizing effect on the rest of my life. Likewise, daily chanting and prayer feels, for me, as if I am placing myself in a great river of kindness and love, and it's always nice. I know that many of you keep altars in one form or another. Perhaps a review of devotional practices will make your altar work more meaningful and powerful. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.